By the end of any day in Colombo, professionally dressed in my business suit, I looked like a wilted lettuce leaf, left in the sun too long. Although my counterparts dressed in cool cotton shirts and lightweight slacks, appropriate for the climate, there was no feminine equivalent for attire. I tended to dress modestly and cover as much of my figure as possible. Taking off my suit jacket to display a sweat-soaked shirt clinging to my torso would be equivalent to being in a wet t-shirt contest. I preferred to endure the heat and sweat to avoid undue attention. I was working on a terrorism investigation in Colombo, Sri Lanka, one of the countries I was responsible for covering. I loved Sri Lanka, with its lush foliage and tropical landscape, sugary white beaches, and people who smiled more than anyone I had met in my travels. But apart from the breezes closer to shore, the climate could be heavy and oppressive, like breathing sweltering humid air through hot cotton balls. Sri Lanka lies 10 degrees north of the equator. For those of us who aren't ancient mariners, that is 479 miles from the exact middle of the Earth, latitudinally speaking. The temperature rarely varies from a range of 82 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit on any given day. The lushness of the landscape is fed by two distinct monsoon seasons and daily afternoon showers, which means high humidity. I had just finished having the obligatory cup of tea, hot tea, and cookies, while discussing the previous day's events. A team of agents from the U.S. had accompanied me on this visit, and we had spent a couple days at the military base, standing in the beating sun, sifting through weapons seized during a recent military raid. We were there to catalog them as evidence in an upcoming terrorism trial. The agents and I were discussing the logistics of getting the weapons on an airplane back to the U.S. when Mr. Weerasinghe, my main counterpart with the Sri Lankan National Police, asked me if I would take a look at some evidence from a recent terrorist bombing in Colombo. I agreed, and he led us to the small, windowless, and airless room in which I was standing, now overly crowded with sweating FBI agents and cool-as-cucumbers Sri Lankan National Police officers. Since the late 1970s, Sri Lanka had been embroiled in an ongoing civil war between factions of Tamils, most of whom follow the Hindu tradition and comprise the minority population, against the Sinhala, most of whom are Buddhist. The Sinhalese also happened